Is this, quod she, the cause of your unrest?
Yea, certainly, quod he, no wonder is.
Now, sir, quod she, I could amend all this, if that me list, ere it were days three, so well you might bear you unto me. But for you speaken of such gentleness, as is descended out of old riches, that therefore should you be gentlemen, such arrogance is not worth a hen. Look who that is most virtuous alway, privy and apert, and most intendeth, to do the gentle deeds that he can. Take him for the greatest gentleman. Christ wills we claim of him our gentleness, not of our elders for their old riches, for though they gave us all their heritage, for which we claim to be of high parage, yet may they not be bequeathen for no thing to none of us their virtuous living that made them gentlemen ecalled be, and bade us follow them in such degree. Well can the wise poet of Florence, that hight Dante, speak of this sentence. Lo, in such manner rhyme is Dante's tale. Full celled uprises by his branches small, prowess of man, for God of his goodness, wills that of him we claim our gentleness. For of our elders may we nothing claim, but temporal thing, that may man hurt and maim, eke every wight wot this as well as I. If gentleness were planted naturally unto a certain lineage down the line, privy and apert then would they never find to do of gentleness the fair office. They mightn't do no villainy nor vice. Take fire and bear it in the darkest house betwixt this and the Mount of Caucasus, and let men shut the doors and go thence. Yet will the fire as fair lie and burn as 20,000 men might it behold. Its office natural will it hold, up peril of my life till that it die. Here may you see well how that gentry is not annexed to possession, since folk ne do their operation always as does the fire low in its kind. For God it wot, men may well often find a lord's son do shame and villainy. And he that will have price of his gentry, for he was born of a gentle house, and had his elders noble and virtuous, and nil himself do no gentle deeds, nor follow his gentle ancestor, that dead is. He is not gentle, be he duke or earl, for villain's sinful deeds make a churl. Thy gentleness is but renommé of thine ancestors, for their high bounty, which is a strange thing to thy person, for gentleness comes from God alone. Then comes our very gentleness of grace. It was no thing bequeathed us with our place. Thinketh how noble, as says Valerius, was Thilcit Tullius Hostilius, that out of poverty rose to high noblesse. Read Seneca, and readeth eke Boes. There shall you see express that no dread is, that he is gentle that does gentle deeds. And therefore leave, husband, I thus conclude, all were it that mine ancestors were rude, yet may the high God, and so hope I, grant me grace to liven virtuously. Then am I gentle, when that I begin to liven virtuously and waven sin.